recreate what happened many years ago, and we want to ensure the lasting memory to the people. And that's it's been a legendary tale, I think, of the courage of the seamen that served in it.
Are you not worried at all about, bad luck? You've got a ship here.
Well,
which...
I'm not a superstitious person. There's plenty of ships that have been lost, and there have been vessels renamed after them. The Sydney is an example, one in the Australian Royal Navy. And there's many British ships that the same thing has happened to. So I think we have to say this is a ship for our time with different technology, radar, helicopters, a whole range of things which I didn't have back then.
1,500 people, of course, died when she went down just over 100 years ago. Is that not a memory that is best left alone?
Well, it depends what view you take, because I don't think people want to remember it in death. They better be remembered in life, the things they aspired to do and what they wanted to achieve. And certainly the people that worked on the ship, the people that designed various aspects of it should be remembered and should be celebrated, because life's about a celebration. You're dead for a long, long time. We live not long enough.
You talked at the start there, Clive, about the importance that Southampton had in the story of what we might have to start referring to as the first Titanic. Have you got any plans for Southampton or the south coast of England?
When the vessel's completed in 2016, it will go from Shanghai to the United Kingdom. And we've invited the Chinese Navy to give it an escort all that way. And we'll be inviting the British Navy to escort it across the Atlantic to New York. So we'll be calling in Southampton.
Okay, and that is definite, is it?
That's definite. It'll definitely be on that run across the Atlantic. That's what we're building it for.
And presumably, I mean, all this must come down to dollars and cents. This is something which you think can make you an awful lot of money.
Oh, it could make a reasonable return, but we've got plenty of money already. We're not doing it solely out of the aspect of making a lot of money. We're doing it because we think it's something that can be done.